Now, if I was to ask you, who do you think the first citizen of Dorchester is? You'd have to rack your brains a bit, but I bet a lot of people would say Susie the Cat, because she's become rather famous, isn't she? Not just locally, but nationally and even internationally. And now a group of friends have got together and written a book about Susie called Not Lost. And one of those people is artist Catherine L. Owen, and she's on the phone with me right now. Good afternoon to you, Catherine.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for joining us today. What made you write this book then?
Well, I didn't start it. Laura, the manager of the charity People First Dorset, posted in Susie's Facebook group and said, I've got a team of writers here. They write regularly for the Echo newspaper and they'd really like to write a book about Susie. Does everyone think that would be a good idea? And I'd already kind of had the idea and not done anything about it.
Now, did you do the postcard as well?
Yeah, so I did the Susie postcard. I found the group because I'm always looking out for missing cats. You know, I keep an eye on those sorts of posts because I'm a pet owner myself. And I said, well, I saw that there were posts asking for Susie merch and I'm an artist. So I said, you know, hey, I could do something like that. I'd like to be involved. So I started the Susie postcards.
Well, I've looked at some of the book, the press release that you sent me, and I've got to say the pictures are wonderful. So congratulations to you for doing that work. So You got together. How did you go about writing it then? Did you do it sort of collectively round a table or something?
Well, a bit of that. We had quite a few meetings, but I feel like the book was written quite organically. Someone would share an idea and the other people would discuss it. Laura's quite good at the typing and I'm quite good at typing as well. So we do some writing up and we pass texts backwards and forwards. And one of the most fun days was doing a book dummy workshop in one of the pubs in Dorchester. And that involved sort of making a book by stapling paper together and then cutting up the texts to see how they would work as a picture book. Because it's one thing, you know, having notes and manuscripts. And that was really good fun. And Emily even drew a picture of Susie to start off the story, but I won't give away which picture that is. I think it's a really fun part of the story.
It sounds intriguing. Now, this is going to be just in time for Christmas, isn't it? Now, you launched this book on the 14th of October. How's it gone so far?
Well, that kind of was the soft launch. That was what we call the book birthday or publication day. So all the physical books arrived at the offices of People First Dorset and we met for what's known in the industry as an unboxing, where you get to open up the boxes and meet your books in person.
And how did that feel?
That was amazing. I thought I might cry because there were times when I found this process very emotional. I think it's a sort of dream I've had for a long time, if I admit it. And there was lots of excitement from, William and Emily were with us on that day. Kerry wasn't able to be with us. And Laura was there, my partner, and the publisher, Ollie Tooley, who is a really lovely man. And so there was a lot of excitement and positivity in the room. And just to be able to sort of pass around these beautiful hardback books and see the words in print and, you know that we were part of what I believe is a very special project.
And I think it will go down in history, this, because the cat is very famous, isn't she?
Yeah, really. I've discovered that through the Facebook page and also the fact that I've been sending books up and down the country. There's at least one gone beyond the borders to Scotland.
That's
a fantastic. Few overseas, yeah.
Now, the official launch is next week, isn't it? The 23rd of October. Tell us about that.
Okay, so the 23rd of October between 5 and 6 p.m. at the Dorford Centre, Dorchester, is our official launch party. And you'll be able to meet all the authors and learn a little bit more about the book.
So get the book signed as well.
You can get the book signed. If you've already got your book, bring it on down and we'll all sign it. There's a nice big bit of white space at the front of the book for messages. You can have a message as well, if you like. And there'll be some nibbles. and we'll each share something that we like best about the book. Like, it could be a page or something in there.
And also,
I can't decide.
Okay, it's exciting, this, isn't it? You're going to be selling this. You've got all sorts of distributors who are going to sell the book for you. Tell us a bit about that, if you would.
Okay, so we're starting to find out who would like to sell the book and having meetings. Like, for example, on Saturday, Kerry and William and myself will go into Waterstones and introduced the book. They've already met Susie because obviously she's been in the shop and checked it out. You know, she had to check it was suitable. And so we have a meeting and we discuss what that would look like. And they'll always have, you know, chats with head office. I've also been into the museum because the museum does feature in the book. And then hopefully on Saturday, I'll be popping into Potting Shed, which is known in the book as the gardening shop, but you can tell which shop it is by that very distinct green countertop. So we'll be there as well. And you can already buy books from the Crafty Cuppa.
I was just going to say that. I'm just looking at that now, yeah.
Yeah, you can also, they have other Susie merch because people locally wanted Susie things. So they've got bags, mugs, key rings, lovely things they've got down there. They raise money for feral cats. Still,
she's got more fans than I have.
Shocking, isn't it? Well, Susie has.
Well, it's amazing, isn't it, how Susie gets around town. Yeah. And she's visited just about every shop, I think, you know, on South Street and Trinity Street she goes to. She loves the pet shop, doesn't she?
Oh, she does. She likes wrecking the pet shop, I think.
Does she? She probably goes there for treats and things. And I think her owner has said, you know, they don't know where she is half the time. And she just turns up for the night, gets a meal and disappears off again. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, working double shifts is our Susie. Shocking.
Well, I think it's a marvellous story. And it's brought people together in the town as well, isn't it?
It's like, you know, stopping and talking. I really like that. I discovered that about Susie. People saying, have you seen the cat? And it's a real community feeling around Susie the cat and her magic.
Well, congratulations to you and William and Kerry and Emily as well, who were involved with the book. I think this is going to sell really well for Christmas. This would make a smashing Christmas present for your son or your daughter, wouldn't it, really?
I think so. Susie in your stocking?
You never know. So is this the first time you've actually had a book published then?
I have illustrated for a Weymouth author. I illustrated two chapter books. And that was really, really good fun. But to be able to sort of build the pictures and the story and let them work together was just another layer of enjoyment, really. And yeah, I think it's a dream come true. I have always liked picture books and I've always liked to do art.
Oh, fantastic. Your drawings are fantastic. I can't draw for toffees, so I'm very envious of you. Well, thank you for talking to us today. Good luck with the book. I'm sure it's going to sell out, you know, for Christmas. And, well, I look forward to getting my copy. And you're going to give us one to give away as well, aren't you?
That's right. I've wrapped one up, all beautiful in cellophane, and I've added a postcard and one of my little wooden Susie brooches. So, yeah, you'll be able to give that away to a lucky listener.
That's very kind of you. What I'd like you to do, if possible, is, I don't expect you to do it on the spot now, but if you could come up with a question for us that we could ask people, and the answer, obviously, don't announce it on the radio, email it to me, that would be great. And we'll have the competition asked for Monday, if that's all right, Catherine.
Okie dokie. Well, I'd like to put my head together with the authors and we'll come up with a question for you together. I think that would be fun. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for joining us today. Just a final thing, the book is £9.99, isn't it?
That's right. £9.99 with proceeds going to People First Dorset.
Excellent stuff all round. Thank you very much for joining us today, Catherine. And well done to you and the rest of the team for your efforts with the book. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And the book is called Not Lost. You can get it from The Raggy Rat. That's the Devon-based publisher. The Blue Poppy Publishing and even Waterstones online and in Dorchester. The Crafty Cuppa are selling it in Dorchester. And It's also available through the West Dorset magazine as well. And it says here, the perfect, Christmas stocking filler. And I think it will be. I'm looking forward to looking at it myself. So thanks for Catherine for joining us today. I'm sure there's lots of other places in Dorchester that will be selling that book sooner or later as well.